Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a clear and calm evening across Israel. In Jerusalem, the skies are clear, offering a crisp night for stargazers. Tel Aviv is experiencing mild temperatures, ideal for a pleasant evening stroll along the coast. Meanwhile, in Haifa, the weather remains gentle and inviting. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that Eyal Zamir is managing threats from Iran, Lebanon, Gaza, and the West Bank as the IDF's war on all fronts continues. This comes as the U.S. blocks China from rapidly resupplying Iran's ballistic missile materials. Also, the Times of Israel states that the IDF killed Mohammed Abdul Salam al-Yazouri, a commander of Hamas's Khan Yunis Brigade, in a southern Gaza airstrike earlier today. Al-Yazouri had been working to rebuild the brigade's capabilities. Also this hour, according to Ynet, a closed-door conference in Washington reveals growing frustration with Netanyahu. Officials are concerned about Israel as it weighs Gaza's future, a weakened Iran, and Saudi relations. Separately, Mardiv reports that while Israel celebrates, the IDF remains on high alert. With regional tensions high, 26 battalions operate in Judea and Samaria. And finally, from Forward, a documentary alleging Israel committed wanton killing in Gaza received a standing ovation at the Venice Film Festival. The film includes testimonies from Israeli soldiers and intelligence officers. Reaction has been swift on social media. Not a Good Jewish Girl, an online commentator, posted just minutes ago that the Wachowskis have lost their storytelling touch, criticizing recent works for being overly self-indulgent. Joe Truesman, a conflict analyst, noted earlier today that the IDF and Shin Bet confirmed the killing of Hamas commander Mohammed Yazouri. They highlighted his role in advancing attacks against Israeli troops. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, shared that a new German indictment reveals Hamas planned a coordinated attack in Berlin and Vienna. The plan targeted Jews and was linked to a weapons network across Europe. Let's go deeper. Starting with the threats across Israel's fronts. The Jerusalem Post reports that Eyal Zamir, managing threats from multiple borders, sees changes in the landscape due to U.S. actions against China and Iran. This might shift the regional balance, impacting Israel's immediate security concerns. Turning to the airstrike in Gaza. The Times of Israel detailed that Mohammed Abdul Salam al-Yazouri was targeted due to his role in rebuilding Hamas's military strength. This strike comes as part of ongoing efforts to curb Hamas's influence in the region. The implications for Gaza include potential escalations in military responses. Meanwhile, in Washington, Ynet highlights growing international frustration with Prime Minister Netanyahu. The closed-door discussions pointed to concerns over Israel's strategy in Gaza and its regional relations. This could influence future diplomatic negotiations and alliances. On the home front, Mariv reports that despite holiday celebrations, the IDF maintains high alertness due to regional tensions. With multiple battalions deployed, Israel remains vigilant. This readiness is crucial for immediate response to any threats. Lastly, the Forward reports on the documentary that scrutinizes Israel's actions in Gaza, receiving acclaim in Venice. Such narratives can shape international opinion and affect Israel's diplomatic standing. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that two major U.S. airlines have resumed flights to Israel. However, ticket prices are expected to stay high until 2027, affecting travel plans for many. Separately, Katek announces that Israeli company Wint has raised $36 million in a Series D round. Their AI technology helps detect water risks in real time, aiming to prevent costly damages. And finally, Walla Business highlights the King Store chain's expansion with a 10 million shekel investment in a new Rosh Hayin branch. This marks their next step in a national retail push. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 10 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.